Weekend Breakfast with Sarah Jane King
on Cape Talk.
All right, so every week at around Wednesday, I message Gail and I say, what are we doing? And she tells me what we're doing or says, do you want to do this? Or suggests, it's a democracy. It's not, you know, she's not a dictator. And this week she said, oh, there's something called Midnight Mass. And I went, okay, cool. But I also asked, have you seen Squid Game? She said, no, looks terrifying. I said, it is terrifying. I'm now, you'll be pleased to know, Gail, I'm now 7 episodes into Squid Game. I think possibly my amygdala is just absolutely ruined, traumatised. It's very odd, but I do want you to watch it at some point. But we're not doing Squid Game. We're doing Midnight Mass. Have we got a trailer for this? Yes, we have. Let's take a listen.
An empty land. I knew the pathway like the back of my hand.
Welcome home, honey. Where you belong.
This the place we used to love? Is this the place that I've been dreaming of?
I know you struggled with what happened.
What's it about? It's an American supernatural horror, which we didn't get from that clip at all. What is it?
No, nice song though.
Yeah, lovely song. Completely useless. What's it about?
So basically, it's about a community, sort of an island community in America, Crockett Island. There's 167 people who live on the island.
Yeah.
It's based on fishing, but they're sort of struggling to come back from a big oil spill that had happened 5 years before. And the main character is Riley, who is one of the sons of one of the families there, who's been in jail for years for a hit and run, not a hit and run, but a drunken accident where he killed someone.
Eesh.
And he returns home to his parents' house on the island. And at the same time, the old Catholic priest on the island seems to have gone off on some sort of pilgrimage, and he's been replaced by a young charismatic priest. And it sort of sets the scene of all these characters in this town and this priest and the sort of the religious fervor sort of begins to pick up again as sort of things start to happen. And I have to say, it's extremely creepy. You know, I'm very scaredy cat. And
It is really creepy.
It takes a couple of episodes to get going, and it's quite gory as well. It sort of builds on the gore towards the end as well. But I have to tell you that the director, Mike Flanagan, they say that he's the master of the jump scare, but I was finishing up last night, and I'll tell you who beat him to the jump scares: Eskom, who turned off the lights suddenly.
Oh.
And so I'm completely traumatized this morning. Never mind you and the Squid Game, me and Eskom. Because you know me, I usually don't go for the horror, but
yep.
It's October, and my cousin, who's a horror movie aficionado, said to me, oh, don't be silly, this one's not that scary. Well, she'll be getting a phone call later, but it is pretty creepy. And if you watch The Haunting of Hill House and Bly Manor, those are also Mike Flanagan's. And just from a completely random piece of information, two of the stars in the show, Henry Thomas, was Elliot in E.T. You might remember him. Yes, little Elliot is now playing the father in role.
He's playing Father Paul Hill. Oh, let's Google him.
He's playing the father of Riley, the guy who killed someone in a drunken accident.
Okay.
And he's not in it much. And then the other blast from the past, and this is Annabeth Gish, who's the sort of doctor on the island. And she, you'll remember from Mystic Pizza with Julia Roberts back in the day.
I absolutely loved Mystic Pizza. That was brilliant. Oh, one of my absolute favourites. Oh, I need to get back onto that. Who did she play in that? One of the sisters?
She was one of the sisters. So it took me a couple of minutes to recognize her in this, because obviously she's older, but she looks fantastic, and she plays the sort of doctor in the village. But it's very well done. It's atmospherically built. And if you remember movies like, there was a big spate of them, sort of The Omen and The Rite and The Exorcism of Emily Rose, that sort of Catholic element of horror that comes in. It's done very well. And I think that if you do like scary things, you will like this one. And I managed to get through it. So even if you don't like lots of scary things, you might get through this one, maybe. And on the violence scale, I know that the Squid Games is high. This one also has a pretty fair whack of gore towards the end as
right.
well.
Right. Here's my thing on scary movies. The things where it's just gore and stuff, and you know, like a kind of a traditional horror movie. I'm trying to think, you know, like a slasher movie. Those
no,
I can sit through. I'm just exactly. Like,
you know,
I'm kind of like, oh, whatever. My thing comes when you start bringing in sort of, you know, spirits from beyond and weird stuff, and then you've got to get up for a wee in the night, and you think, oh, is Beelzebub himself going to come rushing down the hall at me? You know, suddenly I have to turn all of my daughter's cuddly toys to face the wall in case their eyes start following me around the room. I don't want that, and so that is why I think I'm out on this one. I've got absolutely no interest in seeing a small doll start rocking in a rocking chair. I don't want that at all. What I want is
no.
gratuitous violence of Squid Game.
Exactly.
I don't want
creepy.
What I don't want is good-looking Catholic priests having to chuck water over small plastic dolls. I do not want that. And so I think, therefore, on this one, I might be out. My other half, though, who absolutely loves this sort of thing, might be sort of knee deep in it as we speak. Although I hope not, because he's watching our small child. But I don't think this is for me. I don't think this is going to be. I don't like that. I don't want to go to bed thinking, will I open my eyes to see some sort of levitating doll? I don't want any of that. I'm going to stick with Squid Game, which I am going, I don't know, actually. I don't want to traumatise you, because it's quite full on, Gail, Squid Game.
Yes, I've heard. That's the thing. I have been psyching myself up for it. But frankly, after midnight mass, I think we're going to have to do something, despite it being October. Next week, we have to do something light and fluffy and comforting.
I know, please can we? Let's do something like, when is Old Hallows Eve? That's a couple of weeks. I mean, we're going to have to do, Gail, I'm afraid, because it is going to fall.
We will.
In fact, the 31st, which I believe is All Hallows Eve, is the 31st. And so we are going to have to do something. But I think between now and then, let's do, I don't know, is there like a new Care Bears movie out or something along those lines?
Do Care Bears in the meantime and psych ourselves up for the 31st. I think that's a good idea. I like it.
Yeah,
I like it.
All right, fabulous. Thanks very much indeed, Gail. Her pick of the week, or maybe not, is something called Midnight Mass on Netflix. I'm out.